Hi everyone. So today I'm going to talk about, is it worth it to get a mortgage? And I'm going to talk about both for the domestic market and overseas market. I would say there's six or seven reasons why you should say no to a mortgage, and maybe two or three reasons why you should say yes to a mortgage. So number one, you should say no to a mortgage, I would say, if you don't have a secure job, or your wife or husband or partner, whatever, doesn't have a secure job, for fairly obvious reasons. No matter how good the property is, no matter how good the investment case is, no matter how much you like the property, if you don't have a secure job, then you're always playing it, on the risky side. Because if you lose your job, even if you could get lucky, the price could go up. Even once you adjust for the cost of the mortgage, you might get out with a slight profit. But negative equity, we all know about that. It's very risky if you don't have a secure job and you don't feel stable, and so on. Number two is if you're mobile. Now, what do I mean by that? It's very well known, of course, that you can get a pay rise, sometimes a significant pay rise, by moving to another city or moving overseas. Now, if that's the case, if you get a mortgage, you could indirectly be losing a lot. As a simple example, let's say you're earning $100,000 a year now. You get offered $120,000 a year, and it's in a cheaper city, but you can't move because you've got the mortgage. That is a huge, let's say, drag on your overall returns indirectly, because if you had that extra money, you would have 20,000 more as well, which you could save and invest. It isn't just 20,000 more of income; you have more ability to save and invest, which is actually going to add to your passive income, your accumulated income. So, of course, if a mortgage is going to stop you indirectly getting a better job, that is going to cost a huge amount of money. Number three is if rents are low. So, I'll give you a good example. In China, where I used to live, even if we ignore the other reasons you shouldn't invest in China, which we might come on to later, the rental yields are so low. So, for example, you could be sitting in a $3 million house in China, but that landlord is only getting about $3,000 a year in rental income. In other words, because everyone wants to buy in China and there's so much money in China at the top of the market, but not many people want to rent. That means prices are high to buy, but the rental yields are low. So once you get to that situation where rental yields are so low compared to buying, like 1%, 2%, as a generalization, renting is cheaper. So unless you were to get huge capital returns on your property, it's cheaper to rent. Renting isn't always dead money. In certain situations, renting makes sense. You only want to buy if you think there's good rental yields, if you're buy to let, or you think the capital value will go higher, significantly higher. But sometimes renting is cheaper. Number four is quite self-explanatory, if it's too expensive. If you're in a very overvalued market, or you think the currency is very overvalued, of course that's a big no-no. I mean, look at even Turkey recently, with the currency going down so much. Or look at some developing markets, the price of property is in some cases higher than America, higher than the UK. If something becomes too expensive, you shouldn't go for it. Number five, you don't want, of course, too much risks, even indirect risk. That's quite self-explanatory. But remember, you often can't find a buyer for certain types of property or land. I've met countless people who, on paper, have made 200, 300%, sometimes in very quick time, but they can't always find a buyer. I mean, especially overseas, a lot of people don't want what they would call second-hand houses. So, can you find a buyer? It's not a liquid investment. That's kind of self-explanatory and obvious, but a lot of people forget that. Now, number six and number seven would be bills are too high, or the general costs are too high, like tax. So, for example, in the UK, people assume that property is always tax efficient, but it isn't actually always. Because when it comes to stocks and shares, you can invest often £15,000 a year, like close to $20,000, and it's tax-free within that structure. But when it comes to property, capital gains tax, and indeed, when it comes to actually buying the house, we call it stamp duty in the UK, it can be extremely expensive. It can go to over 10%. I think the highest rate is 12%, 14% for very expensive houses. Likewise, when it comes to bills, obviously some houses have not very energy efficient structures, and the insurance is going to be high for numerous reasons. These all will add to the overall cost of the house, which will decrease net returns. Okay, so what reasons could you have to buy a house? Now, number one, if you have a secure job, that is a good reason to buy a house, but not in isolation. But if you have a secure job, and in addition, you live in an area where the rental yields are such that probably buying is cheaper than renting, then you should probably buy. No, whereas let's say you're a teacher, you're a doctor, you have quite a secure job, you know that even if you're going to lose your job, you know you're going to get 70 or 80% of your income, by the government, or you've got income protection insurance. And in addition to that, renting is really not cheap in the city, which means that if you buy a house, probably within 7 or 8 years, it's actually cheaper to buy rather than to rent. It's a good reason to get a mortgage or buy a house because ultimately, even if the capital value doesn't go up much and it's just stagnant, you would have spent more money on rent anyway. Especially over 20 or 30 years, a lot of people, if you just use property as a home rather than an investment, it can be cheaper in certain locations. Also, leverage. Now, property works in such a way where if you have 100 grand and you buy a house for 100 grand, person two buys the same house but uses 20 grand as a deposit and the 80 grand is on mortgage, of course, the leverage works in your favor. It is risky though, however, especially if you don't have a secure job or your business goes down. So I would say, especially if it looks like a good property, a decent location, and the rental yields are already relatively high, you should consider getting a mortgage just as a home. But as a generalization, as I pointed out before, property doesn't outperform markets. So you have to be very careful about buying a property. So I would say for some people, you should buy a property. For others, you shouldn't. But the key point for me, actually, if I was deciding, would be this. I would never ever buy in a risky market, especially 80% of overseas markets. And I would never buy in a market where I thought was either overvalued or the rental yields were not good. I would consider buying though if it was just a family home. Let's say I was settled down, had a stable job, rental yields were not so bad, and I would then probably think about buying because I would think, you know what, if the worst comes to the worst and the price is just stagnant, and property does stagnate much more than people think, it's a misconception. The property only goes up, in a one-way stream. I think it's only gone up by about 0.4% in real terms over the last 200 years in America. But I would think, you know what, in the worst case situation, in 30 years' time, I'll have something which is worth the same as now in inflation-adjusted terms. And in addition to that, it's been slightly cheaper or maybe much cheaper than renting. So it's not really an investment then. It's more just a home, which makes sense from a cost basis as well. And I currently don't have any property, but if I was to get married and have kids, I would consider just one family home, but I would always be very careful with leverage, even if it makes sense in certain situations. Okay, everyone, I hope that's helpful, and let me know if you have any questions.